With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Worldwide. Every weight class, it's Lewis Heaton, Whiskey Bynum, It's the boxing rush hour show, hosted by Abraham Gonzalez. You know what you came for, yes indeed. This where you come to get your info. Listen up, other shows throwing the towel.
It's the boxing rush hour show. Let's go, in the ring we throw hands, octagon elbows. Analytical, critical commentary is necessary. A bevy of opinions, we heavy on the winning. This podcast is to break down the pay-per-view. For boxing purists, yo, let this man through. We rise right, surprise sight at the prize fight. Hands taped up and gloves tied tight. Ring the bell, want some, get some. Let the chip fall where they may work the George from.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Boxing Rush Hour show. I am your host, Abraham Gonzalez. Intro music by Lewis Heaton. And as always, the podcast is powered by nyfights.com. Boxing coverage from around the world with an NYC edge. Visit nyfights.com. Wow. 2022 is gone. We welcome in 2023. Happy New Year to everyone. This is the first show of the year. And I'm happy that, you know, we've surpassed 12 months or close to it of having this show. So I couldn't do it without the support of all of you here domestically, across the pond, in Asia. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to rate the show on iTunes or iHeartRadio, whatever platform that allows you to rate it. Please rate it, leave a comment. Everything is appreciated, and it will help the show continue to elevate. All right. So last weekend, Gervonta Davis, Hector Luis Garcia, they main evented down in D.C. I was there ringside. And wow, what an event. What an atmosphere. It was electric in there. Gervonta Davis is certified star. I mean, he was a star already, but doing it on his own without Mayweather Promotions, it really showed where his star power is. Athletes, actors, actresses, hip hop artists, influencers, social media influencers, everybody was in there. It was a crazy, crazy atmosphere. As far as the fight is concerned, I thought he started a little slow, Gervonta did. But I always felt like, and I told one of my colleagues on ringside that Gervonta was baiting him. He was baiting him the whole time, just kind of seeing what he would do, how he would react to certain things. Gervonta is a smart guy in there. He's a smart, smart fighter. And, he eventually got him out of there with the stoppage. Powers there. But like I said on my fan-sided preview and prediction, Hector Luis Garcia couldn't stay in the clinch that long. And he started staying in there in that close range longer and longer. And then he was, getting on the ropes, stuff like that. And so all those things, Gervonta starts adding up, and he's got the power. So you could only take those big punches, but so many times. It was a solid card overall. We ended up running real late. Probably got back to the room about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was cold. For whatever reason, the Capital One Arena decided they wanted to have the AC on. full blast. So not only was it cold, 30 degrees outside and lower, inside the Capital One Arena felt like it was 20 degrees. So, but overall, it was a really electric atmosphere. And man, I don't know if there's a stadium big enough for Ryan Garcia and Tank to face each other. April 15th is still the date that they're working off of. I don't know if that happens. That seems really, really soon. No contracts have been exchanged as of yet, just an agreement. I guess, just a verbal, you know, saying, hey, you know, we'll do this, X, Y, and Z. But pen to paper hasn't happened yet. So probably waiting for that February, I think it's 18th, court date that Javonte has for the hit and run. And that may very well determine the future of the fight. So more to come on that. All right. So this weekend, a little light, but Friday. So tomorrow, I'm recording this on Thursday. So Friday we have ESPN Plus is doing the card from Canada. That's going to be headline. It's a light flyweight unification fight between Kim Clavel and Plata. And so the current odds right now to favor Clavel by -800. The tie's at +1800 according to BetMGM, and Plata is the underdog at +550. Clavo by KO or TKO is at +550. Clavo on points is -400. So that's the favorite. Then you got Plata by KO, TKO +2000. Plata on points +800. And then a tie is at +1800. So looks like the odds makers are favoring Clavo by points at -400, which is what it's looking like. That's going to be on ESPN Plus on Friday. And let me see the times. I have it here. So the times is, I'm looking through my phone now. I had it up a minute ago. So it's 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. So you figure the main event start anywhere between, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And so ESPN Plus will be the ones that are running that. Now, moving on to Saturday afternoon, right? You know, for those that are interested in these type of events, the exhibition fights, we have KSI versus FaZe Temper. Now, KSI, as you know, is, you know, YouTuber, and you know, he's got a gazillion followers. He fought Logan Paul a couple years back. He's been doing his own thing with Misfits Boxing. It's kind of like the show that he's running, but he's got a good thing going on. They have you know, their own belt. They do like a mystery opponent for the public type of thing, where you don't know who the opponent is until they throw on the music and the person walks out, which I think that's kind of cool. So they're running their Misfits and DAZN X Series number 4, and he's fighting a guy named FaZe Temper. And when I did my little research on him, he's part of this like crew of gamers, and they have their name is the FaZe Clan. And so you know, combined, they're part of this the company that combined have 500 million engaged followers, which is crazy, all over the world. So definitely going to be an appetite for this. People will be tuned in. This week's guest is actually KSI. I really enjoyed talking to him because he's an intelligent guy and business savvy, and he knows that he knows exactly what he's doing. And he's trying to get that Jake Paul fight situated for later this year. But more on that when we talk to KSI here in a minute. So that's Saturday afternoon. Now, in the evening, we got heavyweights, baby. Heavyweight boxing on ESPN, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Undercards on ESPN Plus start at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And that's on Saturday. The main event is F.A. Ajagba versus Stephen Shaw. Really good fight. Really good fight. And then we also have the co-main, which is going to be Guido Vianello versus Jonathan Rice. Oh, Johnny Rice. Another really good fight. One of the fights on the undercard there that that I would point towards is the Adam Blue Nose Lopez versus Abraham Supernova. That is a really good fight. I feel like that's for those wrestling fans out there. It's sort of like a money in the bank type of match where the briefcase is on the suspended from the ring and you got to grab it in order to stay on. That's what I feel like this fight is. So, you know, winner stays on, loser potentially goes home and may have to find another promotional entity. I don't know for sure that that's the case, but it kind of feels like that. Then further down the card, Bruce Carrington, Shushu is in action, which Bruce is the guy that I deemed the prospect of the year for 2022. So definitely check him out. And then they got some other good fighters on there. So going back to BetMGM, let's see, Bruce Carrington, as far as winning, as far as favorite, they have him as a favorite minus 5,000 against Juan Antonio Lopez, who's at plus 1,400 with the draw at plus 2,500. That Adam Lopez and Abraham Supernova. So right now, I'm going to pull it up here. Adam Lopez's favorite at minus, well, they both are. So they have both of them at minus 110. So that kind of tells you that the fight can really go either way. Lopez by KO, TKO at plus 500. Lopez on points, plus 160. Nova by KO, TKO, plus 350. Nova on points, plus 200. So, and then plus 1600 for the tie. So it's a really tight fight. I really like that fight. You should tune in for that one. And let's see for the heavyweights that's going to be on ESPN. So Guido Vianello is the underdog at plus 110. Johnny Rice is favorite at minus 125. Again, this is BetMGM. Listing the KO Vianello by KO TKO plus 300. Vianello on points, plus 280. Johnny Rice by KO TKO, plus 250. And Rice on points, plus 220. So that's that one. And then for the main event, F.A. is the underdog at plus 125. Stephen Shaw is the favorite at minus 140. F.A. by KO TKO, plus 250. F.A. on points, plus 400. Shaw by KO, TKO, plus 450, and Shaw on points, plus 125, and a tie is plus 1,500. So those are all the odds for Saturday's fights. Obviously, the DAZN fight is an exhibition, so I didn't see any odds out there for that. But KSI just signed an exclusive five-year deal with DAZN, so he's got to be doing something right over there. And, you know, those shows are selling tickets. And are successful. So they're going to keep doing them as long as people continue to go to them. And it looks like over there in the UK, they love attending some KSI events. So we'll see how that goes. You know, next week and the next couple weeks, it's not going to be an action-packed boxing week. So, you know, we'll continue to have the podcast, maybe get some club show promoters up here because they have some small shows going on. So we'll see what the schedule allows for. But without further ado, I want to go into my interview with YouTube star and main eventer KSI.
We're watching, baby.
All right. Hey, nice to meet you, KSI. I'm Abraham from fansided.com. I'm going to get right into it. Dylan Danis pulled out of the fight, ended up being a blessing in disguise because this seems like a bigger event. with Temper, right? So what were your, looking back now, I know you had some immediate thoughts, but looking back at it now, do you feel that way, that it was like a kind of a blessing in disguise, or it is what it is kind of thing?
Well, I would have loved to destroy Dylan, especially after all the comments he made saying I'm not a fighter and this and that. So yeah, I would have loved to smash his face in, but you know, unfortunately he had to pull out. So me fighting Face Temper, you know, 6'4", southpaw, rangy guy. He's being trained by Deontay Wilder's coach, Malik Scott. So yeah, you know, it's cool like that people are responding better to this fight. You know, I honestly didn't expect people to enjoy this fight more than me fighting Dylan Danis. I thought everyone was excited to see Dylan Danis, you know, finally get the beats that he deserves. But I mean, I think with my audience especially, they just want to see me tested. They want to see, you know, how good I am compared to Jake Paul. So me fighting, you know, tougher opponents is probably the way that I need to move now.
And that's a perfect segue to my next question, because, you know, I saw the video clip, you know, you, Jake Paul having a phone conversation with you, a little bit of a shouting match. I feel like there's like a, this love-hate relationship with between you and Jake, right? Just interested, because I really couldn't hear what you were saying because he was kind of, you know, talking over. So just kind of interested to know what you were saying. And if you kind of feel the same way where, not, you know, love in that aspect, but you know what I'm saying when I say love-hate relationship. But, you know, do you kind of see it that way as well with Jake Paul, you know, in regards to how competitive you guys are?
Well, I don't think it's as competitive as, well, I don't believe Jake is better than me. You know, I've said this several times. Obviously, everyone's like, oh, just fight now. And I'm like, that's just not how it works. Like, the negotiations just take too long for us to, like, go back and forth. So it's like, in the meantime, I said I wanted to fight 3 fights this year. And, you know, Temper's going to be one. I'm going to fight another in summer. And then Jake Paul at the end. So I don't understand why he thinks I'm ducking him or I don't want to fight him when I've literally told him I want to fight you. That's the reason why I've come back into boxing, to fight Jake Paul. So I think he just has a lot of cap, you know, says a lot of nonsense. And he just says stuff loudly to please his fans and get his fans excited. But, you know, with me, I'm quite clinical with everything I say. You know, there's truth to it. There's honesty behind it. And yeah, when I get to Jake, he's going to understand that, you know, I'm not here to play. Like, I'm dangerous now, and I'm going to flatline him and destroy him and show that he was never on my level.
Gotcha. All right. Now, I'm really interested to know, what does a KSI training camp look like for these events that you put together? Because I think that that's a question that people are really interested in knowing, like, you know, what that really looks like.
I mean, it's tough. I basically train twice a day. So like, if I'll start with Monday, you know, I wake up nice and early, train in the morning, do a hard, hard cardio session, you know, do shadow boxing versus a climber, and then work on a bit of technique. And then I'll do a 5K that day. Tuesday, I'm going in nice and early again, sparring, you know, sparring hard, doing about 6 to 8 rounds, just, you know, with an opponent that makes sense for the person I'm going to be fighting in the future, et cetera. And then the same day, I'm doing another 5K session, or I'm either doing another 5K running session, or I'm doing another boxing session. And then Wednesday, you know, waking up nice and early to do weight training. So we do a particular set of weights every time, and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Or the weights get heavier and heavier over time, just to improve my strength and increase muscle. And then I'd have physio in the evening just to, you know, relax my body. Thursday, I'm doing another boxing session, and then I'm also doing sprints after that. Sprints or 400 meter sprints, or just 100 meter sprint, not 100 meter, 50 meter sprints back and forth to simulate like bursts in a round. And then Friday, depends. Sometimes you just do a boxing session or we do a sparring session in the morning. And then I'll do yet another 5K in the evening. And then Saturday, I do a circuit. Nice and early, do a big, big circuit, like 6 to 8 round circuit, maybe even more depending on who's with me in the circuit, and we're just going ham. And then Saturday also in the evening, I've got my physio just to sort me out, just fix up my body. And then Sunday I do a 10K or about 40 to 50 minute jog just around my house or on the treadmill, etc. And then I just chill. And then I do that every week.
Wow. Okay. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, people understand that you're, you know, this is not, you know, you do a couple of things in the ring and then, you know, you show up on fight night, like, you know, you're taking.
Imagine it was that easy. Oh my God. But then everyone would be doing that. Like, yeah. Obviously there's a lot of eyes on me. So I have to make sure, like, I put in, you know, 110% of everything I do. And it's like, it's easy to just, you know, go in the gym and just do bare minimum. But like, I really put myself, you know, push myself to the limit, where to the point where my brain is telling me just stop, give up, just fall over, just fake an injury, etc. And I just have to keep pushing through and just reach that area of no return.
All right. Now, what do you know about FaZe Temperer and coming into this fight now that he's your opponent?
I know on the inside he's going to struggle, especially with my pressure and my power. I know he's quite good outside, and I don't really want to stay on the outside for too long, because that's where he's going to be able to try and pick me off. You know, I've got certain angles I want to hit, and basically I kind of want to end this in the first round just to, you know, show my dominance, really, man. I want to try and get in, destroy him, peace out, have a nice night, nice, quick, easy night, and celebrate with my friends and family.
Last question. What should fans expect that are tuning in to this event on Saturday?
It's going to be an incredible event. We have so many good fights from someone like Salt Pappy fighting Josh Bruttner, both very, very good fighters. Josh Bruttner is, you know, did MMA in his past and has also been in the ring boxing-wise. And Salt Pappy, well, I mean, he just knocks people out and he makes it look easy. So that fight is going to be nuts. We got Slim versus Tom Zanetti. Tom Zanetti, you know, we've seen him on the pads. Looks very, very dangerous. Same with Slim, man. Slim has been knocking people out left, right, and center. So that's going to be another fight to see who really is the best. And, you know, the winner of that might be able to even fight me. Just, you know, it might impress me to enough to want to fight me, because, you know, I believe that fight is for the light heavyweight title, Misfits title. And I currently have the cruiserweight. So I think it'd be cool to have two belts. It could be something that I wanted to do. And then, yeah, you know, we've got female fights as well as Idris versus Anthony Taylor. Anthony Taylor, who the guy who's punched Dylan Danis in the car park. It's going to be facing someone that I've trained with, Idris Virgo, very, very good boxer, very good fighter, fast and dangerous, man. And, you know, he loves a KO. So, look, we got lots and lots and lots of big fights. And with Misfits, it's all about making sure we put the focus on the fighters. That's what we want. We want it to be, you know, we want it to be a journey for the audience and for the people watching, so that they're enjoying every little bit. And then you want to see what happens next and what happens in the next event and the next event and the next event. I mean, even with one of the fights, we have a guy called B Dave, and he's going to be finding a mystery opponent. Like, it's all about entertainment when it comes to Misfits. No one knows who the mystery opponent is going to be, but when the person does come out, everyone's going to be like, oh, no way, I didn't expect that. And that's going to be an incredible moment for everyone watching it live, and everyone also in the stadium or the arena, should I say. So yeah, it's going to be a good event, and yeah, people are going to love it.
All right, well, best of luck to you, KSI. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, man. Rush Hour Show, hosted by Abraham Gonzalez. It's the Boxing Rush Hour Show.